This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 5th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Farmers, farm workers, and Pelosi salute new assembly leader. Farm Workforce Modernization Act revived. Rivas takes over the assembly. The Capitol held an inauguration ceremony on Friday to swear in Assemblymember Robert Rivas as a new speaker and leader of the Assembly Democratic Caucus. Farm worker rights activist Luis Valdez introduced Rivas, signaling the labor priorities of the Hollister Progressive. Labor icon Dolores Huerta then described Rivas as an ally to workers and underserved communities. Nearly two dozen farm workers attended, along with Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher, head of the powerful California Labor Federation, AFL-CIO. Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi welcomed Rivas as a, quote, tireless leader and commended the state for defending reproductive freedom, taking on climate action, and expanding access to health care. Representative Zoe Lofgren attended as well. First on the list, well, the legislature has gained the reputation of a bill factory, cranking through more than 2,000 pieces of legislation each year. In his speech, Rivas suggested he will change that by focusing, quote, less on how many bills we pass and more on the impact we're having. That could mean fixing something rather than passing a new law and saying no to an interest group that has had our back in the past, he explained. Rivas called for acting with greater urgency to protect the building blocks of Californians' everyday lives, meaning it will get more and more difficult to build a good life here otherwise. His generals, well, with the change in leadership came new appointments. Rivas designated Assemblymember Cecilia Aguiar-Curry of Winters as the Speaker pro tem to preside over floor sessions. The moderate has a long track record of collaborating with Sacramento Valley Agriculture. Assemblymember Isaac Bryan of Los Angeles will manage floor proceedings as the majority leader. Assemblymember Esmeralda Sora of Merced, a first-year moderate, will serve as agriculture chair after Rivas vacated the post. Reactions. Well, the California Farm Bureau took a moment in the follow-up reception to honor Rivas and praise his engagement with the industry over his 4 years in office. About 20 years ago, Rivas served as an interim to Jim Houston at a former assemblymember's office long before Houston became the CAFB administrator. California Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansen called it, quote, a good day for all rural Californians. He said Rivas will bring real-world experience to the Speaker's office and to the rest of the caucus. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House members try again to advance Farm Workforce Modernization Act. For the third Congress in a row, House members have offered a bill addressing agriculture's labor shortage, reintroducing the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which allows year-round ag labor for H-2A workers and creates a merit-based visa program for the ag sector. Washington Republican Representative Dan Newhouse, California Democrat Zoe Lofgren again leading the bipartisan effort. But new to the sponsor list this year is freshman Representative John Duarte, a Republican of California, and longtime Representative Gerald Nadler, a Democrat from New York. Lofgren said in a statement, quote, "It's well past time to get this legislation that serves the best interests of our country to the president's desk." The bill is widely supported by commodity and agriculture industry groups, including the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, National Milk Producers Federation, International Fresh Produce Association, Western Growers, and the United Farm Workers. Now keep in mind, the bill cleared the House handily back in March of 21, but the Senate failed to act before the end of the session. Senators and the Rail Service Bill. Senators Tammy Baldwin, a Wisconsin Democrat, Roger Marshall, a Kansas Republican, they're reintroducing a bill meant to clarify, quote, the Common Carrier Obligation. That's a law that guides the Surface Transportation Board in regulating rail transportation. The Common Carrier Obligation currently requires rail carriers to serve shippers, quote, on reasonable request, though the senators say in a one-pager that, quote, it lacks a clear definition. Their bill, the Reliable Rail Service Act, would, quote, establish specific criteria for the STB to use when determining whether a rail carrier has violated its obligation. The bill has the backing of a number of groups representing agriculture shippers, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, the American Soybean Association, the National Association of Wheat Growers, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Grain and Feed Association, and the National Farmers Union. Labeled date, not phrase, drives consumer action. When consumers are looking at the label on a milk jug, the date is the deciding factor as to whether to dump or keep, even if it says sell by, best used by, or used by before the date. Researchers at Ohio State University used eye-tracking technology to determine consumers' intent to throw away milk. The beverage represents 12% of all food wasted by U.S. consumers. As soon as we changed the printed date, that was a huge mover of whether or not they would discard or not. So we're documented both where their eyes were and what they said was going to happen. And in both cases, it's all about the date. And the phrase is second fiddle, said Brian Rowe, professor of agriculture, environment, and development economics at Ohio State University. Policymakers are working towards setting a universal two-phrase system to help increase consumer understanding of the listed dates and reduce food waste. For policy reasons, it's still important to narrow the phrases down to two choices, but that's only the beginning. There needs to be a broader conversation about pushing those date horizons back to help minimize food waste, Rowe said. Finally, here's today's She Said It. We need the outcomes and accountability that is only possible when we have frank conversations about an agency's shortcomings. That's State Senator Melissa Hurtado of Bakersfield in an op-ed for the Bakersfield Californian on her bill to reevaluate the state's processes for releasing water from reservoirs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, July 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.